listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, prepare your clients for Medicare enrollment. We cover the ins and outs so you can teach your clients what to expect. ASG Episode 72. Your clients may not be automatically enrolled in Medicare, written by Blaine Waterloo. Will your clients be automatically enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B when they turn 65? The enrollment process is more complicated than they may realize, and it's something to plan months in advance. For years, the popular belief has been that individuals were automatically enrolled in Medicare upon reaching age 65. That's not exactly the full story, and further preparation by your clients may be needed. Keep them in the loop and let them know where they stand before they retire. Automatic enrollment. If your clients are already receiving their Social Security benefits, good news! They'll automatically be enrolled in both Parts A and B. They'll receive coverage the first day of their birth month, unless their birthday is on the first, in which case, coverage will start on the first day of the previous month. For those who elect to defer Social Security benefits past 65, Medicare enrollment will not happen automatically. Here's a refresher on when and how to help your clients enroll in Original Medicare when they become eligible. Turning 65. Those eligible for Medicare upon turning 65 have a 7-month initial enrollment period, also known as an IEP, starting 3 months before the month they turn 65 and ending 3 months after their birthday month. However, the earlier your clients sign up for Parts A and B, the better. Those who sign up for Part A, Part B, or both within the first 3 months of their IEP will receive coverage depending on their birthday. For instance, if your client's birthday is February 11th, their coverage will start on February 1st. The only exception is those with birthdays on the first day of the month. They receive coverage the month prior to their birthday. For example, if your client's birthday is on February 1st, their coverage will start January 1st. However, if your client waits to enroll in the last 4 months, the month of their birthday through 3 months after their birthday month, their coverage will be delayed. If your client enrolls the month they turn 65, they will receive their coverage 1 month later. If they sign up 1 month after turning 65, their coverage will start 2 months after enrollment. If they wait 2 or 3 months after their birthday to sign up, their coverage will begin 3 months later. Before retiring, as your clients near age 65 and learn about Social Security benefits, they'll likely come across information regarding Medicare. There are several factors to consider when approaching retirement age, and many of your clients may choose to retire after their IEP ends. In that case, you should help them sign up for Medicare Parts A and B before they turn 65. If your clients defer receiving retirement benefits, they can apply for Medicare alone by using the online retirement application that we will have a link to in our show notes. Medicare Parts A and B. If your 65 and older clients have worked and paid Medicare taxes for the required amount of time, they may be eligible for free Medicare Part A, their hospital insurance. This is great news, but they should still sign up for Part A in the 3 months before their birth month to avoid a delay in coverage. Those eligible for Part A can pay a monthly premium to receive Part B, their medical insurance, and should enroll in both at the same time to receive timely coverage. Waiting to sign up for Part B may result in a delay in coverage as well as a higher premium. There's a lot to go over when signing clients up for Medicare. Help answer their questions or give them some reading material to prepare with Medicare.gov's Enrolling in Medicare Part A and Part B booklet. We've also got a great article on the proper times to enroll in our show notes from Medicare for Living. That is an excellent source of information for your clients. We highly recommend you bookmark articles and share them with your clients. In addition to those links, you'll find links to more helpful ASG articles and podcast episodes, as well as the links to our social pages and our website, agentsurvivalguide.com. That's all for this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We really appreciate your support. If you like the show, if you listen on a regular basis, we want to know. You can do that by leaving us a review in a couple of different places, on the Apple Podcasts app on your phone or your tablet, or through iTunes on your desktop. We want to know what you find useful, what you like best, what you'd like to hear in the future. This podcast is all about helping you do business more efficiently, and your feedback really helps to make that happen. So please take the time to leave a review, and you never know, you just might hear your name and your comments on a future episode. Thank you again for your support. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next episode.